This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Your Perfect Life, a play written and performed by Erica Breitenbach-Murray and Faron Wheeler, explores the way in which life can take unexpected turns, how women are judged by society and friendship. It is currently showing at the Sandton Theatre on the Square, and I'm delighted to have Erica and Faron as my guests now to tell me more. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
One has a family, the other has a career. Neither is sure that they have what they want. Tell me the story, the history behind it. It is loosely autobiographical. So what does that loosely mean?
So Erica has the family. I do not have a family. I have focused more on my career in my life. And it's been... we just looked at how different our lives were, but how similar we were as people. And also looking a lot about how society judges women for choosing to be just a mother or choosing to be just a career woman, and how we're supposed to, in inverted commas, have it all these days.
Erica?
Yeah. So when we, as Faron said, when we sort of started playing around with the idea of we such good friends but so different, and we said, okay, because I said to her, I don't know anything about your life. I don't know what it's like to be a single woman, you know, just to be able to go out and have fun and do your own thing. And she was like, I don't know what it's like to have a family. And it's like, okay, let's start to explore these two dimensions, actually. So, yes, I have three boys. Was a stay-at-home mom for a very long time before I really started building my career. And it did not come without a sense of guilt when I started working. So I think that's my side
because I have seen the play, is there a big age gap between your three boys?
Quite accurate. There is, yeah. So I have two boys, and then I had a large lamiki much later. So yeah, that's quite accurate.
And did you, what came across for me so strongly in your play is actually the friendship. The emphasis was as much on women and our choices we make and how we judge for them. Friendship that women make, and were you together at varsity? Where did you get to know each other?
No, we actually, there is a bit of an age gap between us, okay. Even though we play the same age on stage. We met 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And we met through theatre. We were cast in a show together, and we went through the rehearsals, and we've kind of built our friendship through theatre, but it's gone way beyond just doing plays together now.
Mm. Yeah.
And because I saw both of you have a Cape Town connection.
Yes.
Yeah, we're both based in Cape Town at the moment.
Not born and bred.
I'm born in Cape Town. I've lived in Cape Town most of my life.
And I was born in the Free State, lived in Pretoria for a very long time, and I've been in Cape Town for about 12 years now.
Okay.
So I just moved to Cape Town, and then I met Faron.
Okay. All right. And let's talk about the themes that you discussed. Let's start off with a school reunion. Right? Okay. I've never been to one.
Me neither.
They're very scary things.
So Faron, I take it that was your experience of the reunion that brought in. Let's talk a little bit about why that was the setting.
So a reunion really, it makes you sit and think about what have I done in my life? What have I accomplished? How am I going to portray myself to people a lot of people I haven't seen in a very long time? And have I done enough with my life? Have I done enough? Am I proud of the decisions I've made and the place I am in my life? And do I believe that other people are going to see it that way? Or are other people going to go, oh, well, you haven't done this or you haven't done this, and, you know, what's wrong with you kind of thing?
Did you go to both your reunions?
I went to my 10-year. I avoided my 20 like the plague.
But I've heard from people it actually gets better the older you get.
Yeah.
I think then there's not that much competition anymore. 10 years, I think, could be brutal. Ew.
No, the 10-year one was literally the first thing out of anyone's mouth was, are you married? No. Oh. Do you have kids then? No. Oh. And then just the conversation is dead then. They don't know what to ask after that. It's like, how about I've been having fun, I've lived a good life, I'm doing well in my job, I got a degree at university. Like, you know, lots of great things have happened. I just haven't...
Like, what school did you go to out of interest? Which was a very different one to the one I went to, because I think the reactions probably would have been a little bit different.
I was actually very surprised, because I went to Camps Bay High, and it was quite a progressive school. And I was really not expecting it to be, oh, every single woman should be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. But that was really the feeling. And several of the teachers even asked.
Wow. Mm. And do you regret any choices you've made in life?
I mean, yes, there's always going to be regret. But no, I don't. I do actually. And that was the funny thing about writing this play is it forced, I think, both of us to look at our lives and decide, are we comfortable with where we are, and what choices could we make in the future if we're not comfortable? And yeah, I think I have actually come to the conclusion that I am quite happy single and childless.
Well, one of the themes in the play is that sometimes you make choices, but often the choices are made for you, mm-hmm. that the circumstances actually mm-hmm. dictate where you're going. And I don't know if you'd like to comment on that.
Yeah, very much for me. I did get married at a very young age, and I had my children also quite young. And I don't have a regret having them, but I do sometimes wish, you know, I had maybe waited a little bit and experienced other things as well before I started my family. But that choice was sort of made for me in a way. Which now I wouldn't want it any other way, because I have them and they are beautiful and I'm so proud of my three boys. But I think it's also making peace with that and still embracing it and moving forward. So I'm very happy now that I've actually started building my career as well. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm a little bit behind my peers because I first raised the family. But I think we're all on a different path, and we should never actually, I think for me, what I took away from that is not to compare yourself to the other women. We are all on our own path, and we're there to support each other and to uplift each other.
Well, I think that, again, is something else that the play looks at, is the judginess of other people. And I take it that you were trying to make a comment about that. That is, why are women not as supportive as we maybe should be?
Mm. Well, I know in a more corporate environment, because when I was in my 20s, I worked in marketing agencies. I was quite corporate focused before I turned back to theatre and decided, no, I much prefer theatre. There is this strange sense in that kind of world where so few women are making it to the leadership positions that we end up having to battle it out, because there's so few positions available for women. So it does become quite cutthroat in a way. And there is this very strange sense that women in that world don't support each other.
I mean, in the theatre world, would you say it's the same, different?
I think we're very lucky because mm-hmm. we've got each other and our director, Sue Dipavian, and we've actually become quite a close-knit group supporting each other. We've all got our own theatre production companies, but we work together and support each other. Sometimes there's always competition.
Sure.
It is a close industry and there's competition. Yeah.
So we're going to take our ad break, and then after the break, maybe we can look at the show and how it came together.
This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherie Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
And I'm talking to Farron Wheeler and Erica Breitenbach-Marais. They have written and performed in the play Your Perfect Life, which is currently on at the Sandton Theatre on the Square. What was it like? You were just saying you have your own companies. What was it like to collaborate, and how does the conversation in a play get written?
this was a very interesting process for us. So we the idea started in 2018 already, before I even had my own theatre production company. We were going to the Grahamstown Festival with a different production that Faye was producing for me. I was doing a one-woman show. And so being on this road trip, we spent a lot of time chatting and then came up with this idea of the two friends and looking at the mom and the working career woman. And we said, okay, well, let's try and write a story. But by that time, I had just moved to Hong Kong. So I was actually living in Hong Kong for 2 years, and Farron was in Cape Town. And we started writing this play on Google Docs. Yep. Faye. Yep. Faye is very much more technologically advanced. Faye, you can come to me.
So, yeah, we had a Google Doc set up that we both had full access to, and we would then have Skype sessions where we would talk through story plot points and who we wanted to put in and what we wanted to do. And we both actually spent a lot of time kind of reminiscing about our school days. And so all of those stories that we talk about when we're reminiscing, all of those people, okay, names have been changed.
Yes. And I'm sure certain events have been changed too for poetic license.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, all of those stories come from actual events in our lives. And then we would sit and we'd discuss, and then we'd write. She'd write her bits, I'd write my bits, because we kind of had to focus on our own characters because we understood them so much better, each of us. And then we'd come back again, another Skype session, go through the changes we'd made, and yeah, we just kept going. And then we did a read through with Sue, our director. And she gave us a whole lot of feedback and ideas, and she's also written quite a few plays, so she's very good at that. So she was instrumental in writing this play. And we then went away, wrote a second draft, and put that back, and had another read-through, I think.
Yeah, it was incredible. And we actually started rehearsing on Skype as well before I came back to South Africa.
Yeah.
And then we could just block it, and then we took it to the Grahamstown Festival in 2019.
Wow. So you've been doing this play since Grahamstown 2019?
Yes.
Well, we obviously had to take a bit of a break when the whole world took a break.
Yes, yes. And I know, I always say this, I know how hard it was for your profession particularly.
Yeah.
Probably the worst hit. Of the worst hit.
It was. It was hard.
It was. And we performed 2019. We did a few performances. Then 2020, nobody knew what was going to happen. So Grahamstown was happening. Mm-hmm. National Arts Festival was happening. And then it wasn't happening. And then it was going to happen online. So we quickly got permission to go to the theater and film it. So we put it up online in 2020 and 2021. And then we've done a couple of performances. But no, this one we're really dusting off the cobwebs a bit.
Yeah. I'm super excited to be here and at the theatre on the square. It's such a lovely venue.
Mm, it
and it's a privilege for us to do such a long run.
Well, let's just give the details for that. It's running from the 9th till the 20th of April. To book, you can either do so at CompuTicket or on 011-883-8606 or 083-377-4969. I always like phoning because you might just get the wonderful Daphne answering your call.
She is a delight.
Yeah.
And it is a lovely show. It is wonderful entertainment. And I think so many people can relate to it. So definitely head on out there. Thank you very much, Baron Wheeler and Erica Breitenbach-Marais, the authors and performers of Your Perfect Life, showing at the theatre. Before I say goodbye, I have to tell you about the following. Looking for ideal office space? Look no further. Join a community of like-minded professionals and elevate your workplace experience at Victory Office Park in Highlands North. Centrally located and budget-friendly, Victory Office Park offers rental rates ideal for startups and small businesses, with flexible leasing options to cater to your needs. Don't miss out on this opportunity and take your business to new heights. Contact Victory Office Park today to secure your spot. Thank you to all of you for joining me. Thanks to Craig for putting the show together. If there's anything on the show you'd like to comment on, you're always welcome to send me an email on charisse@sjabd.org. Otherwise, all that it remains is for me to wish you Shabbat Shalom.